little winter melon. When we speak of fundamental afflictions, we generally refer to the three poisons of greed, anger, and ignorance. Another habitual affliction is arrogance, which is also a major obstacle to enlightenment. In this case, when others are incompetent, you disdain them. Even when they are talented, you still slight them. If you always assume you are superior to others, you are in fact a person of little virtue. If you maintain this attitude, even towards the virtuous, or towards your parents and mentors, such arrogance will detract from your own virtue. Here is a story about arrogance. Once there was a man who had great blessings. His father was prime minister, the position next to emperor during the imperialist China era and equivalent to the present-day vice president. His son was also a top scholar in the imperial examination. This man was certainly blessed to have a prime minister for a father and an accomplished scholar for a son. However, he was not so fortunate himself. He was without limbs. He needed to be fed and assisted with all activities. Despite being in such a state, he did not repent or reflect. Instead, he would say to his father, "You must have done something wrong in your previous life. You sure did not accumulate any merits. What's so great about you being prime minister now? What about your son? He is like a winter melon with a head. But look at my son. He's a top scholar." Yet, to his son he would say, "You are a bad son. What are you so proud about? Your old man looks like a winter melon. But look at my father. He's the current prime minister of the country." How arrogant he must be to treat his father and son with contempt despite his own poor circumstances. Isn't that an odd story? Arrogant people are certainly in conflict with the way. They actually match those filled with hatred. Arrogance must be eliminated. If you fail to do so, you will continue to look down on other people and they will consequently ignore you. You will feel all alone in the whole world. But of course, you have brought this onto yourself. This is why you should frequently prostrate to Guanyin Bodhisattva and ask for assistance in eliminating your ignorance, arrogance, and jealousy, so you can become more gentle. Otherwise, if you close the door to virtue, you will fail to make progress in cultivating the way. Though you may have talents, you will be unable to obtain further blessings and wisdom. This would be unfortunate indeed. Prostrating in reverence is one of the most vital elements of cultivation. The first of the Samantabhadra Bodhisattva's 10 vows is to pay reverence and respect to all Buddhas. Paying reverence can eliminate the negative karma accumulated through countless kalpas, particularly that of arrogance. 99% of us are somewhat conceited and arrogant. This makes cultivation that much more difficult. Arrogance is like the peak of a mountain. It will never hold any raindrops, as they will all trickle downhill. It is said, "Self-conceit is like a high mountain which cannot collect the sweet dew of Dharma." We must be humble, for humility is to cultivate the way. To use a farming analogy, arrogant people are like stunted stalks of grain with their heads held high, whereas humble people are like ripened stalks of grain with their heads bowed down. Those with their noses in the air might not be as knowledgeable as they claim. If they had real knowledge, they would not be arrogant.